get into it right now with Brian Burke. Morning, Brian. How you feeling?
Good morning, guys.
I was thinking about you the other night as I was watching the Flames game, because patience is not something a lot of hockey fans have, and certainly media have. And we'd been talking, as you might imagine, because we're, you know, on the negative side sometimes, about Johnny Gaudreau's offensive struggles. One goal in his last 19 games, hadn't had anything in nine. Sean Monahan was not doing a whole lot. And then they explode like you would expect them to do. And Gaudreau said after the game, well, I still had it. It's just chance. I had nine shots on goal against Vegas. They just didn't go in. So I guess Gaudreau and Monahan, still good players and still valuable members of the Flames.
Yeah, I thought, I'm glad they won a couple because I thought you guys had started in on firing the coach.
It has come up.
This is the beauty of working. The beauty of working in Canada. That's why every chance I got to work for a Canadian team, I jumped at it. But the mood swings. You lose a couple, and it's full panic. They got security guards at all the bridges downtown, so people don't jump off.
Right.
You win a couple, and you see people on fourth and fifth measuring, see the floats, where the floats are going to go for the parade. So it's a curse of working in the Canadian market. People get too high and too low, but it's the beauty of working in the Canadian market that they are that in tune to the team. So, you know, Johnny scores a couple. I was more impressed with the second line's outburst or output against Vegas. That, to me, is a more important or just as important as the first line putting it all together. But, it's pretty impressive what they did the last two games offensively, and I don't think their defensive game suffered as a result.
What about the defense? For a long time, we watched this season, TJ Brody back with Giordano looked fine. Everything was fairly quiet, and we've now seen some of the mistakes go up, whether it's fatigue, it's mental fatigue. I don't know if Gio is hearing his name in Norris Trophy talk, if that's affecting him, but a few more mistakes from that top pairing.
Yeah, I've noticed that too, but I think it is fatigue. I think it's these are hard. It's a hard stretch of the schedule to play, and people realize, you know, like the other night, Anaheim beats somebody, and everyone's like, "How can that happen? How can the Leafs get down 4-0 last night to Chicago? How can they not show up for this important game?" And Brad, you know this. The problem is they've been playing do-or-die games for 6 weeks now. Like, they've been fighting to keep that first spot in the division for 6 weeks now, 7 weeks. Chicago's been fighting to stay in the race. For Edmonton's been fighting to stay in the race. And you can't get up for every game. So they have bad games. They have off games. So I think I saw that Bill gave them an extra day off, which I think is useful. I used to hate days off when I was an assistant GM. I thought the coach was soft. Now I firmly believe in them. And I think that'll help.
What do you think about that, the push to get first place? And we did it once, I think it was against your team in Anaheim. We were big, wanted to get home ice, had to have home ice.
Is that 06 or 07?
Whenever we lost in the game seven at home, yeah. But by the time we got to the playoffs, we were wiped. Do you worry about that as a coach and GM?
Yes, but I mean, I don't think you have a choice. For one thing, I don't think you have a choice but to try to get home ice. It is that important. And, you know, people think it's about the crowd and the enthusiastic fans, the great Calgary fans. It's not. It's about getting the last change. And it is important. And it is worth spending some gas in the tank on. But that year, I know the year you talk about, you see that where teams have to fight so hard to get in, especially 7 and 8 spots, and they just get trounced in the first round. They've used up so much energy to get in. They just get spanked. And that's why at the trade deadline, you know, you guys heard me on TV saying, so what, you know, they said Vancouver should try to add a guy. So what? So you give up a second round pick, you add a rental, you get into the 8th spot, and then you get absolutely ass kicked in the first round. Well, congratulations, but you made the playoffs. You could tell people we made the playoffs. So I think it's worth it. I think they've got to take a run at that. And I don't think first place is as vital as one of the top 2 spots. In other words, get home ice. Yeah. It'd be nice to have right through to the end. If you finish first overall, great. But get one of the two home ice spots.
I just want to jump back to the blue line for a moment. It's a good problem to have, but Michael Stone is healthy and ready to return. They brought in Fantenberg at the deadline, and actually I thought his game the other night was quite strong. I thought he was good. You've got Rasmus Anderson, you have Shillington, Prout is there, and Valimaki is playing at the American Hockey League level. How, I guess a lot of fans text and they want to know, what is the plan with Valimaki? Why isn't he up yet? And I guess just your thoughts on that. And how would you, how do you maneuver the roster to make sure that everybody's getting games and being fresh as you get ready for the postseason?
Well, you probably don't. You probably don't. These games are still so important. I can't see Bill saying, oh, we got to get Stoney a game or we got to get Shilly a game. I think he's saying, which six can I dress that give us the best chance to win? I think he's going to try desperately to get home ice. I would. Yeah. If I were the GM there, so I'd be saying, don't worry about working guys in. This isn't, you know, a popularity contest. It's about winning as many games as you can. And Valimaki, in my mind, rather than being stuck in a logjam with nine defensemen with Calgary, he's doing exactly what he should be doing, which is playing in Stockton. So to me, they're stuck with a logjam. I'd rather have too many than too few. These guys will all play useful roles at some point. You know, we use eight defensemen in the playoffs. The year we won the cup, we used 10 to get there. So some of these guys will get their chance and will play a role. There's no way the Flames will play the rest of the regular season without somebody getting hurt. Just not a chance. So, you know, just wait and see. In the meantime, I don't think anyone should complain when their team is fighting for first place. Anyone who complains right now is a selfish, no good SOB.
We better get off the air.
That hurts. That cuts deep, Brian. We wanted to ask you about the two incidents last night that we saw in Vancouver, where Chris Kreider swings his elbow around and catches Pettersson in the mouth, and he gets tossed for the night. And then Brendan Lemieux basically gets run into by Dominic Roussel. Roussel blows his knee out. He's done for the year. And Lemieux gets tossed. Your thoughts on both of those?
I didn't like either penalty. I didn't think either one was a five-minute major. People have to realize how severe that penalty is. Like, it's almost a last-resort penalty. Like, it's a significant enough penalty that it's taken into account in supplementary discipline and player safety. So the fact is, if Rhett Warner gets a game misconduct and a major, that penalty is calculated in to what he's going to get on the next step. In other words, this view right there is severe punishment. He did not finish that game. He got a five-minute major. Those game misconducts can accumulate and lead to suspensions. So I didn't like either call. I thought there was a double minor on Kreider. Should have been. Thought it was a penalty.
Yeah.
And I hate to see the Pettersson get hurt. You know, he's such a great young player. But that, if that's a five-minute major, then I've been watching the application of the rule book very closely, because to me, I didn't like either call.
Now, and I know you've been in as a league disciplinarian, would the Rangers look to rescind at least the Brendan Lemieux one? Because that one looked like Lemieux was defending himself more than anything else. Gets a match penalty.
I'd ask the league to rescind them both.
Yeah. And what's the likelihood of that? How does that fall?
He should get Lemieux's. No, the league is... It's Colin Campbell and those guys, they're very fair about it. And Stevie Walkham and those guys, they're very fair about it. If it's not assessed properly, they will, in fact, rescind it. And so my prediction would be Lemieux for sure, and maybe the other one, I don't know. Maybe the Rangers won't ask about Kreider, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But I didn't like either call as a major. I didn't think it rose to – it's got to rise to a certain level to warrant 5 minutes. And I thought they could have both been double minors. Lemieux maybe even just a minor.
Last one for
you.
You
can see,
yeah.
They showed Jeff Gordon in the press box. Sorry to interrupt.
Nope.
They showed Jeff Gordon in the press box. He couldn't believe Lemieux. You see his face. He was like, "This isn't happening. It can't be."
Yeah. Just the last one I had. The two teams that are going at it for top spot in the Central, the Jets and the Predators. It's kind of been our opinion here. It feels like last year, both of those teams felt like a more formidable force than they do this year. Do you see them as less a threat for the Stanley Cup this year, or once you get into the postseason, does everything change and they'll be right where they should be?
No, I see what you see. I see some rust. I see teams that are not fully engaged and have not been all year long. I've been calling on both teams saying there's something wrong here. There's something wrong with both teams. They're not playing cohesively. They're not playing with intensity for 60 minutes. There's something wrong with both teams. And if they don't sort it out before the playoffs start, this is not, it's very hard to just turn on a switch in the playoffs and say, okay, we've been dysfunctional, but we're a really good team, so all of a sudden now we're going to be really good starting tomorrow. That's not how it works. You know that, Rhett. So they've got to sort that out with the regular season games remaining. You got to watch, and this is what you're worried about if you're Tampa. Are you peaking too early? Boston peaked maybe too early, and now they're in a little bit of a skid. We'll see. It's a delicate thing, but they've got to sort this out. Neither team has played up to their capabilities all year.
Who are we scared of playing in the we're in Calgary. If we're happen to finish first, obviously if we finish second, we'll be playing Vegas. But Arizona, Minnesota, Colorado, Dallas, I guess, is in there. Chicago played Toronto last night. They've put themselves in the conversation. Yeah. Is there a team you'd rather face or one that you don't want to face to find that last wild card spot?
Well, first off, no one's going to answer that question that works for the Calgary Flames, because that's death, right? That's bulletin board material where you say we'd rather play Minnesota. To me, the key is who's got the best special teams going in and whose goalie's the best. What scares me about Minnesota is their goaltender's unconscious right now. Scares me about Dallas is the goaltender's unconscious right now. So you can outplay a team for 57, 58 minutes and still lose. So that, to me, is right now, I would say, of that group, I'd rather play Chicago because their goaltending's just been okay. I would not want to play a red-hot goaltender in the first round. That's usually the formula for death in the playoffs, is a great goalie beats you first.
Yeah, we'd like one of those here. Because we still don't know. We played 70 games, and we're still not sure who the starter will be in game one of the postseason.
Yeah, and you know what? I can just tell you guys, if they do win the Cup in Calgary, you'll be lamenting about the ugly cars in the parade. You're whining about that they don't have a clear number one goalie. They're in first place. Shut up.
That's probably good.
Talk to you next week, Brian. Thank you.
See you guys.
Thanks, Brian.